This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Get ready for the ride.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek for another Wednesday night. This is your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. A big thank you to the Chicks Talking Footy, Andrew the Apprentice here this evening, along with Mr. Tim. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening.
We haven't been together for a little while in here in the studio.
I've been cheating on you with Dean.
I know. Oh, well, that's all right.
That's all right. We're allowed to do that. There's plenty of me to go around.
Exactly. Tonight, we have got two gentlemen in the studio, a bit of hide-and-seek favourites. I think they've both been in a couple of times each.
Speaking of radio whores.
And now television whores. To this evening, we are chatting with Darby and Liam, who are stars of the ABC iView program You Can't Ask That.
I watched it.
The S&M edition.
Some of the questions were pretty full on.
So,
I really liked it.
Exactly. So we're going to be chatting with the boys very shortly. So stay tuned throughout the evening. And if you have a question that you think that they should have been asked, then let us know. 0427 yes. Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. As we said, we've got this evening Liam and Darby joining us from, they're from a whole range of places, but they have been recently.
Dark corners.
Lots of dark corners. They have recently appeared in the ABC iView exclusive documentary, I suppose we call it. You Can't Ask That. Which is a very important little series on ABC iView. So if you've got a question that you do want to ask, let us know, 0427-JOY-949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Hi, this is Dan Savage, and you're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Andrew the Apprentice and Tim are with you this evening. Now, Tim, on ABC iView, there has been a... We're into the second series now of You Can't Ask That, which asks groups of misunderstood, judged or marginalised Australians the awkward, inappropriate or uncomfortable questions you've always wanted to know the answers to, but were always too afraid to ask.
I love these because it's like children when they ask really inappropriate questions and they get away with it because they're children.
Exactly. Now, exclusive to ABC iView is an episode that's just been released a week or two ago about S&M. And it stars two of our Melbourne community's big stars.
And that would be us.
Emphasis on big.
Big. Darby and Liam, good evening. Welcome to Hide and Seek.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
You guys have been, you know, our favourites for a long time.
Oh,
I get that a lot.
Can we have your autograph?
But you've ended up on TV.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was bound to happen eventually.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time.
Well, true, true. How did it come about?
It actually came about through Dean Beck.
Yeah, he literally sent us a text one day.
Yeah. So the ABC, they'd filmed everyone else who was on our episode, and then realized they'd forgotten to get anyone who was kind of young and any gay guys.
Ah, right.
So they messaged Dean and asked if Dean knew anyone, and Dean suggested us.
Yeah, Dean just happened to know us. Who would?
Who would have thought?
Figured that.
Who were some kinky young strapping lads?
And I think that was when you were doing your radio training and sitting in on this show, wasn't it?
Yes, I certainly was.
Yeah, and it was just after I got back from Mr. International Rubber, so the timing was right.
It was. God, so it was that long ago.
Yeah, it was December. It was my graduation day.
When was that? So December.
December. Right. It was my graduation day. So straight after donning the rubber, I had to quickly get everything off and put on some nice clothes and a bow tie and rush off to the exhibition centre to graduate.
And did they give you any direction on what you should wear on set? Or they just said, wear something kinky, get into character?
I'm not sure about Darby, but because they knew me through being Melbourne Rubber Man, like that was how I was introduced. They wanted me to wear rubber. And then I asked them if they had anything in particular that they wanted. And they were like, I don't know, more is more. So I just wore the full thing.
Very good.
And I was just like, I want to at least wear my favorite piece of leather, which is my my locally made leather kilt, and that's my baby. So I had to pair a 1700s tunic with it.
Of course,
naturally.
So after getting the message from Dean, what sort of process did you have to go through to work out, is this something I want to do?
It happened over a period of about 3 days.
Yep.
So, from Dean asking us to the guys from the ABC calling us, and then there was like probably about 1 or 2 days between that and we're in Melbourne, we're doing filming.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought it was a little bit longer than
it
that.
It probably was.
It was like, I think it was a Friday when they... When they did like a little phone screening with me to see if I was suitable. And then it was on Wednesday or Thursday or something.
So they sort of, you know, have a chat to you, see if you're going to be able to answer questions, all that sort of thing.
I think the idea was to ascertain or not whether we were eloquent enough.
Yep.
And or whether we had the right opinions and could actually talk on this matter.
And were you presented as a couple?
No, we didn't actually realize that we were doing it together. We knew that there was going to be someone else.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I arrived that they said that you'll be doing it with someone else. His name's Darby Savage. And I'm like, oh, thank God.
See, I knew it was you. They told me it was you.
Oh, maybe they confirmed me first, which would make sense because that would give like the extra days notice. So they must have confirmed me first and then... Darby.
I was in my lectures. I was doing my.
Oh right,
exams.
Okay, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. So was it a case of did you have to run it by anyone? And this is probably just for yourself. Did you talk to others around? Should this be something I do?
Well, I'd just come back from Mr. International Rubber, where I'd finished second. So I think I was already as public as I was going to get about this sort of stuff. Everyone knew that I was Melbourne Rubber Man at this point, and that was sort of, I guess, peak popularity. I mean, it's waned off a little bit, but it felt like a big deal at the time. So I never even for a second hesitated, although I didn't realize until when I got there, I realized, oh, my dad doesn't know about any of this.
And this is one of the first the first statements you made, I guess, on air was my dad doesn't know about this.
I mean, I knew he'd be cool with it, but I just hadn't mentioned it because it's awkward to talk about sex stuff with your dad.
Yeah.
And he's not on the internet. and then when he saw the ad, he sort of like casually mentioned it, so I had to explain what it was. And it was predictably awkward. I mean, and I had to explain what the whole Rubberman thing was and all of that. But I mean, he was fine with it.
Hey, I'm a national champion.
Yeah. Like, Steve's cool.
and Darby, did you run it by anyone?
Your mum? She would have loved it.
You guys met my mum. She's she's really chill. She walks around the house wearing my leather. but no, I'm the only person that I thought it would affect would be me. And I saw it as affecting me in a positive way because I have a lot to say on sex and sexuality and that kind of stuff. So, you know, if it's going to get me out there and get the right information out there, then it's really important.
So on the day, is what they portray real in that, that you don't know the questions?
Yeah.
There's no second takes. It's all one long continuous shot that goes for about 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very authentic. There's a stack of cards on there. And we took turns in reading them. And
with the sick, demented pervert card, it took me like 30 seconds after reading the card to like say it because I was just angry. I was just sitting there going, oh, for sake.
Yeah. No, wasn't that the rape fantasy one? That was the one we were angry about.
I was going to ask what was the worst question. I'm guessing that was...
Yeah, well, I think... It was good that everyone reacted the same way.
Yeah. I was surprised that everyone reacted the same way.
Yeah.
I
wasn't surprised, but I was glad everyone reacted the same way.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the pervert one we just thought was funny, I think.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite question? Do you remember?
Why can't you just have normal sex?
Did you enjoy being disciplined by your parents? Yeah.
The wooden spoon.
Yeah, I don't think anyone said yes
to
that.
No one enjoys being real disciplined.
No. I mean, it's not fun and sexy unless it's fun and sexy.
And it's your mum.
Oh, God. Oh.
And so 2 hours of filming.
Uh-huh.
It was intense.
Well, Liam, firstly, you must have been sweating like nothing else.
I'm not a very sweaty person.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Studio lights, all that?
Yeah, still not a sweaty person, okay. Unless it's really humid.
He gets a little shiny, but that's it.
Yeah, I'm lightly glazed.
I thought you might have been a melted puddle.
No, I was completely fine. Yeah. I think I'm very, very lucky as a rubber fetishist to have a very, very good tolerance for sweat.
So that works perfectly for you then.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's it's really paying off. I'm so stoked.
Seeing as I'm a leather fetishist that sweats a lot, so that's just why I wear kilts. And then I stand there spinning in the breeze to get some air up there. Jeez.
We're chatting with Liam and Darby, who appeared on the You Can't Ask That program on ABC iView. Now, guys, so 2 hours. It's a 28-minute episode. There's, what, four, five... Six couples shown through the... Or people shown
through the... Yeah, I think there was four groups of us.
Four groups. Now, as you said, everyone... They'd already filmed the rest of it. Mm-hmm. So this was... I was wondering
we
whether...
We were the afterthought.
Yeah, you were the afterthought. Because I was wondering whether it was like everyone was there on the same day.
No, they filmed them in their respective cities.
Yeah, they were flying from city to city. They just got back in from...
Perth, I think they were.
Yeah, they were in Perth.
Filming something from the Blind episode.
Yeah.
I don't know whether... I don't know whether the girls from Launceston went down to Hobart for it, but for us and the girls from Sydney, we were, in.
So you had no awareness, I guess, at all about what others had said?
No, we had no idea who anyone else on it was.
And, like, we didn't know that everyone was going to be asked the same things. Like,
I think they told us that we were getting asked the same questions.
Oh, I think they told us like when we got there.
Oh yeah, no, they told us when we got there. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh God.
And what was your first reaction when you saw the footage live?
this is going to sound really shallow, but I was like, oh my God, I look good. Like, there was there's something with that lighting that I really, really like. And none of the light was reflecting off my glasses. And I'm like, damn, Liam, you got it going on.
I know. They lit it very well.
Yeah.
I think I was unnerved by when, like, because in the thing, they do that thing how they punctuate the words by having the words big on the screen.
Yes.
And when they had my face on one side and then beside that, people don't think it'll fit up there, but it does.
I love it.
And then the shot of us with perverts.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I screenshotted it instantly. Yeah,
it's my Facebook cover photo.
And it's now pinned to a board behind my desk at work.
I'm so proud.
So if you've got a question that you don't think got asked on the program, let us know. 0427JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Tim, we had a quick, I think it was comment through, wasn't it?
We did. I'll bet your sweetness will smell great, Master Savage, from Ed.
Aww.
It smells a bit B.O.-y, actually.
Oh, that's rough.
And we've had another one in.
Oh, and Liam got one too.
Ooh.
Wow.
Some for everyone.
The whole family. I too was blown away by how much the camera likes Liam.
Yeah, he's so shiny and pretty. It's.
I was very shiny, wasn't I? I don't think I'd like shined it up that much.
You got out your chamois.
But it wasn't as good as it could have been. But it looked really good on camera. I wonder if they retouched it or anything. Anyway, thank you.
We are chatting with Darby and Liam about You Can't Ask That. Make sure you send through your questions, and we're going to be chatting to them more very shortly. You are here on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Don't forget, of course, Hide and Seek is podcast available at joy.org.au or via iTunes. And if you're downloading us via iTunes, don't forget to rate and review us.
A five, of course.
Joy had, over almost 50,000 downloads of podcasts last month during March. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Broke all the records here at Joy.
Which one was number one?
Not us.
Brutal.
No, well, the Mardi Gras was on, of course. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people downloaded Mardi Gras podcasts.
That's like apples and oranges, really.
It is. We'll be back there at number one next week, next month.
I'm offended my show's not even in the top 10.
Wait, what show is yours, Liam?
I co-host Babble Pop on Saturday, although it's actually we're taking a break now. We're Joy Eurovision now.
And you were off to Eurovision, we should mention.
I am. I leave next week.
Off to Kiev.
After Kiev. Woo.
How exciting.
Yeah. Rubber in Ukraine. Bring it on.
Darby, you're not doing any global appearances?
I'm a student. I can't afford that.
Okay. Right. So we are talking to Darby and Liam about You Can't Ask That on ABC iView.
Some questions,
Tim.
Here's one question. Did you pay for your appearance on the SMS line?
We did not get paid for our appearance.
No.
They gave me a cab charge so I could get to my graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
But then I walked, so I kept that cab charge. So I got a free cab charge out of it.
They'll be after you.
You've scammed the Australian government.
That sort of leads. I mean, you did it, I'm guessing, for the love of the topic and the community. We always hear about reality TV shows, in inverted commas, you know, I got misportrayed. Did you have any of those concerns?
No,
I trusted the guys. Like, anyone who's watched season one of You Can't Ask That, and like just before the program with us even aired, they cut it beautifully.
Yeah, you could tell that they were there with the intention to
portray good,
to represent us well, and to make a really nice piece of storytelling.
Like, of course, they keep bad bits in, but everything's going to have its bad bits.
Well, yeah, I mean, and as, again, people say on reality TV, it's everything, you said everything that comes in. I mean,
exactly.
They kept in a bit where I made a joke, assuming they would take it out, and...
you literally said, as soon as you said that, oh, yeah, I'll cut that out.
I was like, I bet you'll take that out, and then they're like, I bet we won't. They didn't. But, you know, I said it, and it was pretty funny.
Ejaculation.
Yeah, I do ejaculate.
were you allowed to swear? Because I think, Liam, I recall you saying heck at one point, and it was like...
And Darby said fuck under his breath, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, we were allowed to swear, but I was moderating myself.
Okay.
Liam literally just talks like a Georgian farmer. Ah, heck.
I host a radio show that doesn't have a...
After 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I try and moderate myself when I'm...
Fair enough.
Liam's a Muppet gimp. It's great. He's so nice.
I'm delightful.
Exactly.
Have you had any interesting responses from people who've watched the program and gone, oh, I didn't know that?
Mostly, I've just had people tell me that I did a really good job, or that, you know, we did a really good job.
Yeah.
That they're, you know, happy with the way that we represented our community.
My family members have, like, called me up and stuff and been like, oh, I didn't know such and such. And I'm like, well, I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, actually, my mum was like, oh, I didn't know what that was about.
Oh.
But, no, I mean, Gillian loves it, so.
Because I guess that's quite an important point, because the program is intended to break down taboos.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting to find out whether or not you know whether you break down taboos.
I would say that given the topics we got and the way we discussed it, we must have. I mean, anyone who watched it, I mean, assuming that the people who are watching it aren't already informed on the subject.
Yeah.
I think the casual way in which we discussed things that are otherwise considered quite sordid would definitely have broken down some taboos.
But there were also lots of other questions that were cut from the final thing.
I don't quite recall. I mean, I remember being asked all the ones that we got in watching it back, but yeah, I can't remember any of the questions. But
Darby, can you remember any of the questions got on the cutting room floor?
I remember going on a tangent and talking about the different, like, pup things, and I talked about that for a solid 25 minutes.
Yeah. But we could have just got caught in a tangent from one of the questions, like, that got left in.
Very fair. They show like 30 seconds of it, so.
I feel like we ended up a lot in the bits where the mood needed to be lightened.
Yeah.
You were the comic relief.
Yeah, well,
they were like, really, really sad thing, Liam talking about ejaculation.
Yeah.
You've had some more questions online.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
How do you recommend finding others to do this stuff with? On the internet or in alleyways? Or
look, the internet is a great resource. It has made it much, much easier to find people who are into the same sort of stuff as you are. Otherwise, it's searching for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, totally. And we're both from country areas as well, so technology was an even bigger part of our lives.
Oh, yeah. I would say the internet. If you are a little bit more ready to get out there, there's venues like Splinter Dungeon
Party
or the Laird Fetish Nights on Thursdays. Those are really, really good to get out there and meet people. But yeah, I mean, if you're just learning, the internet is definitely a great place to find people who will be able to sort of talk to you about the basics.
Watch some porn, get off, have fun.
Yeah, pornography is great.
Yeah.
Erotic pornography.
Great advice.
And we've had another question in from Davey asking, what do you think will be the next big fetish for the gays?
Well, okay, if it's the next big fetish, then it's something that's still somewhat taboo.
I reckon pup play is going to become the biggest thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's already pretty big, but
I reckon it's still going to keep getting bigger.
See, I reckon it's going to peter out a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I don't see it getting much bigger.
Yeah, I've never met an organized pup.
No, it's a lot of young guys who are using it as a way to, I guess, explore their kinky personas and their sexuality in a youthful way. There's not many that it persists with until middle age.
That's fair, but there are still a few.
There are still a few, but it's by far overwhelmingly 22-year-olds.
Yeah, but remember, as we get more open as a society, there are going to be more people that are coming out and
it's possible.
Trying new things.
What about like food porn, something like that?
Well, I mean, that's
already
a thing.
I'm never going to kink shame, but
I spoke to someone the other day who actually gets people to give them money on Instagram to take sexual photos with food.
Wow.
And it really combines two great things together.
Well,
and here I was doing the same thing, but with other people.
Yeah. Oh, is this a new business venture, Darby?
New.
Well, no, I mean, like the food.
20, one. I'm too old for it now.
Oh, yeah.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We are chatting with Liam and Darby about, you can't ask that. What do you want to ask? Let us know. 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Melbourne Period Project provides care, support and sanitary products for homeless women. A little dignity for those most in need. You can help provide women with this basic necessity. Next time you're at the supermarket, buy an extra pack of sanitary items and donate them to this amazing charity. Packs are available from local community distributors and drop-off points are listed at melbourneperiodproject.org.au. A community service announcement brought to you by Joy 94.9.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice and Tim are with you this evening.
Hello.
We've got Liam and Darby in the studio with us.
Sup.
And we were talking about pup play before, and we just had a comment in on the SMS line, there are no older pups because your knees go. Hello, knee pads.
Knee pads, knee pads.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Tim's starting to lose the cartilage in his. They're going to put in some from his ear.
I have a knee injury from playing Ultimate Frisbee.
A knee injury.
And knee pads are a lifesaver if you're going to be down on your knees.
Do you know, I keep getting called daddy all the time.
It's the beard.
Look,
the
I get called daddy all the time. Look. Sorry, Liam. Yeah.
No, I've just reached that age where younger guys who are into older guys are starting to be interested in me, and it's really, really weird.
Aren't you like 28, though?
Well, I'm 30 next month.
Oh, my God.
I turned 30 at Eurovision.
We have a legitimate question here, guys.
Well, I think probably the first question, Tim. We'll leave the other one for later. To both boys, after you've been on the show, have you increased, has it increased your sex life?
It's been a week.
And there's already rumours going around, apparently, according to this message.
Well, my sex life has remained relatively steady, but it's been higher since I won Melbourne Rubber Man in general.
I just went through a big breakup, so yes.
Other factors.
Yeah. It helped.
It's definitely increased the amount of random people who recognize me and message me on Grindr, though.
Oh, it's...
And
yeah,
Scruff, yeah.
People
are like, rough. Oh my God, I loved you on that. And I'm like, wow, people do watch ABC. So
I'm like, hi, what's your name?
Will ABC let you know or anything like that about, you know, how many people have seen the show or anything like that?
I think they would if we asked.
Yeah.
The team from You Can't Ask That were super, super nice.
They're sick. And I still have their number.
Yeah. And they, you know, messaged us a bunch of times. Yeah. Hey, Kirk, how you doing?
Well, we should point out that the series airs, I think, at the moment, would have just finished.
Oh, no, it's Thursday nights.
Thursday nights, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. But your episode...
Yeah, we're one of three episodes that are IVU only.
Yes, so...
They're trying to move all of the people to go onto the online platform.
Because this is one of the interesting things that they sort of say they seem to be doing is, playing an episode or a couple of episodes and then releasing the entire thing on online.
Didn't they put all of the episodes online?
Straight away.
So it's like you can binge watch it Netflix style or you can wait for it to be on television, except but ours is not on television.
Yeah, the only people that are going to wait to watch it on television are people like my grandmother. And my mum just taught her how to watch it online anyway.
So. Yeah, I had to link it to my mum.
Yeah.
The other day, my mum messaged me and was like, Liam, you know when you look up stuff on the computer, on the internet? How do you do that? Where do you go for that?
My grandma calls Wi-Fi, Wi-Fly. Or Wi-File.
We have a Wi-Fi name at work, Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi.
Oh, God.
Get out.
So
mine is called Silence of the Lands.
God. Okay, you two. Now, obviously, you knew each other already.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But has it changed your dynamic?
I think it's about the same as it was.
Yeah, we've always bounced off each other.
Yeah,
we're both.
Which is why we're both real excited when
people.
I'm delightful.
I know, but I'm horrible. It balances out.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's why we were so relieved when we realized it was each other. Because it's like, oh, great, we've already got good rapport with each other. It's about the same as it was because we were already pretty good friends.
And you've sort of touched on it a little bit, but colleagues, associates, friends, what's really been their reaction, I guess?
Work colleagues, that'd be
work
interesting.
Colleagues.
Well, I work for VAC, everyone was super excited.
Skewed audience.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, my God, I saw you on the TV last night.
I went to my work Christmas party as Marie Antoinette. Not much shocks them. They've come to visit me while I've been doing the scruff beef parties, and I just wear a jockstrap for that. So
the other day, somebody from my work spotted my sash in my bag
at Bunnings.
No, I don't work at Bunnings anymore. I work at VAC. Obviously, we're not that great friends.
Anyway, did you wear your sash to Bunnings? No, that would be cool.
I did bring it to Bunnings, but I didn't whip it out of my bag. But somebody spotted my sash and they're like, oh my God, put it on. And then they made me parade around the whole office.
Do they ever go, can I wear it? Like people that have glasses?
Some people ask to wear it. I'm like,
no. You're like,
no.
You're not a title holder.
The curse says that if you wear someone's sash, you will never wear that. You will never win that title.
You sound like my Ukrainian grandmother.
I am your Ukrainian grandmother.
I don't have one, so that's weird.
Now, as we head towards the end of the show, what was... So, Liam, I'm going to get you to ask Darby a question, and Darby ask Liam a question. A question that you had thought would have been asked during the show, but wasn't.
Oh, can Darby go first? I got to think of something.
Okay, the question that I really thought they were going to ask was, were you molested as a child? I was sure they were going to ask that. No?
Weren't they? Didn't they ask that?
No.
Oh.
Right? It's something that you just thought would be in there, so you imagined it was.
And what would your response be, Liam?
I don't really want to answer that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's thrown me. I can't answer the question.
Yeah, like, some of them... It was pretty light. It was pretty easy.
Yeah, they kept it... Aside from the rape fantasy question, it was pretty...
Yeah.
And they strategically put that in... two-thirds of the way in.
So, tell us what the rape fantasy question was exactly. For
aren't you just glorifying rape fantasies?
That's what it was.
Right.
And I think everyone straight up said, and although I think they used my answer first, no, because...
Rape's non-consensual.
Yeah, rape is non-consensual, and everything we do has consent.
And that was one of the things. Every single person had exactly the same answer, which was great.
It was so heartening.
So, what they didn't really ask, how did you start, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, yeah. I told my story about stealing my dad's gloves.
Yes, that's right.
And I always used to wear leather in the country.
Ah.
What kind of leather?
Like leather jackets. And I used to have like biker jackets and leather boots and stuff. It was sick.
And Tim, would you what question would you have expected?
See, I know I personally went in there with kind of not really any expectations.
Oh, I know,
I'm really good at just winging it.
Do you have your own dungeon? Was that asked?
I think no. That was asked.
They were like,
where do you do all this? Like, do you have?
But that question was cut.
I think it was cut.
Yeah, that one was cut. And yeah. you were talking about your room, and I was saying I've shared with like three people, although yeah. I've moved since then. But I live in a tiny apartment now. I've got nowhere to do that.
It's rough.
But yeah, just do it on the bed.
do it on the bed like a normal person.
Yeah, right?
But I mean, and that's a good question, though. I guess...
if I had my own house, I would definitely have like a little sex dungeon in it. / guest room.
Me too.
Where do I do it? Simon's basement.
We should all go to Simon's basement.
After this.
Garage.
Heading over.
So, as we wrap up, I guess really was, were you happy with the outcome?
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
There was nothing on there from me that I didn't say, and they didn't edit anything to change the meaning of what I was saying.
Yeah, and when I watched it, I was like, oh, wow, I'm eloquent.
Elegant. So eloquent.
Eloquent.
It's great. I did think I sounded a little more serious than I intended to. I guess my voice was a bit lower than I'm used to hearing it. But, you know, that's not really anything that anyone else would notice aside from myself.
I hadn't slept for 2 days, so I kept doing this weird thing with my eyes off the screen, and it looked like I was having little tics.
Maybe you do and you just haven't noticed.
No, yet. Maybe I do. Wouldn't surprise me.
Liam and Darby, thank you so much for not only coming in this evening to have a chat about your experiences with You Can't Ask That, but also for, so eloquently representing our community.
Eloquent.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's always a pleasure being a guest on here.
You know, we do it often enough.
Yeah, and I mean, you are paying us copious amounts of money.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just as much as ABC does.
I will be waiting for my cab charge.
Liam, all the best in the Ukraine.
Thank you.
And Darby, we'll see you around, no doubt.
All the best in Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
That has been Hide and Seek for another week. Tim, it is only a couple of weeks until Radiothon.
Again,
yes, wow. That's right. So make sure that you are listening to Joy right through May in particular, but I guess really the week of the 12th to the 19th of May. May 17 is our program. It is also Idaho Bit Day on that day. So we're going to have to head into some planning and make sure our Radiothon program is well and truly on point.
It will be amazing.
Don't forget, all of Hide and Seek's podcasts are available at joy.org.au/hide and seek.
Thanks, David.
A big thank you to David, who puts up all of our podcasts there. And don't forget, if you are accessing them through iTunes, you can go there and rate and review them. That's about it. I think I'm out again next week, but you and Ben or Dean will be here to organise things.
I'm sure it'll be amazing as well.
I'm sure it will be as amazing as well. And what else is there? That's about it. If you do have an idea about what we should be doing for our Radiothon program, then get in touch via our social media links.
So last year we did like a bit of a strip tease, didn't we?
We did.
That worked quite well.
Yeah. I don't think we have to worry about that again.
It just took a while to take our clothes off, so I thought I'd go the other way and just start at the bottom.
What else? A few years ago I got my nipple pierced.
Is it still pierced?
It is still pierced. Hasn't changed.
Wow. So, in the studio?
No. Afterwards, like a couple of weeks afterwards.
So how did that work exactly? You said if we raised this amount of money, I would get my nipple pierced?
Exactly.
And how much did you raise?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember now. 500 or 1,000? I can't remember. But we did quite well that week, that year. That's so good. We'll have to think of something very special.
I've got piercings everywhere, so it's not going to work for me.
Exactly. Well, I've still only got the one, so... But I don't
Maybe
think
my
I'll be...
balls or something.
We'll have to talk Ben into something. This has been Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Ciao. Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.